Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America.
In our last lesson, we discussed that the Founding Fathers had Founding Fathers. This is an affectionate appreciation of how God Almighty has taught us increasingly over centuries and generations to reveal Himself and His ways. The framers did not come up with these brilliant ideas themselves. They studied and built upon revelation from God's Word to previous generations. In considering the three branches of government that are found in Isaiah 33:22, "For the Lord is our judge, our lawgiver, and our king," the framers were fine with God Almighty having all power. But when delegating some of these aspects of their self-government to representatives, they were mindful of what God's Word says of man in Jeremiah 17:9. "The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is?" This is why they divided up these powers with limited, enumerated responsibilities with checks and balances on each branch. In writing to Abigail Adams, President Thomas Jefferson explained, "The opinion which gives to the judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional and what not, not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislature and executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch." He explained to William Jarvis, "When the legislative or executive functionaries act unconstitutionally, they are responsible to the people in their elective capacity. The exemption of judges from that is quite dangerous enough. I know no safe depository of the ultimate powers of the society but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise their control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion by education. This is the true corrective of abuse of constitutional power. Father, we cry out to you, forgive us for forsaking our civil duties. Grant us repentance and anoint us to steward them faithfully. In Jesus' mighty name, amen."
Listen to WCNO as we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.